Influenza is serious.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 23 months, or live or work with those at high risk, yes, get immunized. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it is a rather warm and humid forecast for the next several days. Really no big changes out there. Keep the umbrella handy. There is going to be that possibility of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly through the afternoon and evening. Isolated shower thunderstorm for this evening and tonight will fall back into the mid-60s. The scattered showers and thunderstorms erupting mid-80s on Tuesday, and we'll continue that same forecast into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
WNR Beckley. The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of Muse Talk 620 WWNR. WWNR Beckley.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Well, I guess it's through the night.
Hey, good evening. Almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Monday night. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. I guess I don't get to say that anymore. It's our last Monday night as we cruise toward Thursday when we finally park on Head On for a little while. I gotta tell you, this is, but you know, never mind that. We're dialing. Who dials? Punching, keypadding, 252-6200, and outside the Beckley area, we'll pay the freight. It's 800-620-9967. Email to bob@headonradio.com. Smoke signals on the mountain just outside the window. However you choose to communicate, you're doggone welcome to do so. We talked a little bit on Friday night about the mad cow business. Surprised. After that announcement Friday, which the Agriculture Department desperately hoped fall into the memory hole, never to be heard from again. Downer cow. Oh, this is so awful. Moo. What about 7 months ago when they knew that cow had the disease? Yes, and you just sort of forgot about it? Did his kid make a paper airplane out of it? Throw it out the window? I figure it out. I can't. But I do. 7 months. Well, not to worry. Enough of that. Let's go to the phones real quick. Wesley's with us. Hey, Wesley, you're Head On.
Bob.
How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
But we enjoy it when you do. Pardon?
I called when you first went on the air, and I said, you know, I'm so glad it...
I'm going to try to do that, but it's going to take some doing.
Song that the Beatles said, with a little help from my friends.
Yep, part of it. It's going to take some help from my friends.
Thousands of them out there.
It would appear that I do. All the numbers that I get from our friend Ben Birch would be nice.
Well, Don Blankenship says not. Still probably, you know, about 46, you know.
Yeah. That's a question a lot of people are asking these days, Wesley.
I delivered papers to Robert Birch.
Oh, what, maybe 19, 22?
Somewhere in between.
Children.
Well, yeah, exactly. You have daughters, don't you?
Yeah, I got.
Bush don't send his daughters over there to do this.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that, Wesley.
Okay.
funny how that happens. But,
yeah,
you know, well, that's why the poor folks and the middle class folks have to fight the war is so that Bushes won't have to. No. There are betters. They're multimillionaires.
Yeah, and I always have been. Connecticut.
Yeah.
They started in Connecticut, didn't they?
Well, actually, it goes. If you go a little bit further back, when you start talking about the Walkers and the Bushes and Ohio and Missouri, and then they worked east to Connecticut and down to Texas. Hey, Wesley, I got to take a quick break, but it's always good hearing from you, man.
Okay.
You take care now.
if you go off the air, you know, it.
We're going to work on it. We're sure going to work on it. Listen, stay in touch. You can always drop me an email at bob@headonradio.com, okay?
Okay, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Later. Let's see. Yeah, quick break and then back to the phones. 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-629-9667.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation to die the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria?
Head on.
This is Tim Berry, Mount State University head softball coach, inviting everyone out for the Caney's Court four-man softball show on Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at Warren Williams Stadium. Come out and see the Caney's Court, Rich Hoppe, Dave Booth, Jack Knight, Anne-Marie Fainter, and the king himself, Eddie Fainter Sr. for a night of softball fun. The Caney's Court softball show is sponsored by Southern Communications, Inc., JanCare Ambulance, Michael Green Kennels, Phillips Technologies, Inc., Mountain State University, Spartan Sporting Goods, and Sleep In and Beaver. Purchase your Caney's Court four-man softball show tickets in advance for $7. The night of the event, gate price is $12. Children 5 and under admitted free. Advanced ticket locations for the Caney's Court show are Little General at Nalgene Square, Glen Daniel, West Virginia, Stanford Road, 3rd Avenue, and Callaway Heights. You can also purchase at Spartan Sporting Goods, Appalachian Drive, Beckley, and Mount State University Bookstore on Neville Street. Purchase your advance tickets for $7. They'll be $12 at the gate.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Cash. To millions of people, Johnny Cash was a music legend. To me, he was just Dad. When he died, a lot of people thought a lifetime of hard living finally caught up with him. And it's true, Dad had his demons. But he also had diabetes. For years, he ignored it, even as his health and vision slipped away. Until one day, as he sat in his office, surrounded by books he could no longer read, he said to me, "This is a room full of regrets now." Diabetes is serious. It can steal your sight, your limbs, and worst of all, take you away from the people who love you. But it doesn't have to be this way. If you have diabetes, test and control your blood sugar regularly. You'll be healthier and you'll feel better too. For a free new guide on managing your blood sugar daily, visit healthywithdiabetes.org. A message from the American Association of Diabetes Educators.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, Head On.
All right, Monday evening rolls on. This is Head On. I'm Bob. Let's go, Barry, your Head On.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm all right, you?
Well, what's this I hear about you going off the air?
It's twoo.
Any reason given?
Financial.
Walmart?
I'm in the dark.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a mushroom on this one, okay?
Well, I just don't understand it either. I really don't. I mean, I was mad when you got your show. Now I'm mad because you're losing.
There's no making you happy, Gary. You know that?
Well, I mean, at first I said, "Who is this guy?" You know, and now, you know, I realize.
Yeah, I figured they pretty much had you keeping the roads hot, haven't they?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was in town the other night, Fayetteville, getting ready to cross the bridge, and David called in, and he mentioned something about your show going off the air, and you said, so I'm going, "What in the world's going on here?"
Yeah, Thursday, last night.
Well, are you going to keep the message board?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, really, wherever you're at, I would like to listen to your show.
Well, the plan now, if it comes to fruition, is to sort of back up, retool, and get in a position where we can share it to any number of stations around the state.
Well, you know, this could be a silver lining in it.
I'm going to do my dead level best, Gary, to make it that.
Well, I told you a long time ago, I thought that, you know, you needed to be in a bigger market.
Well, we've also talked about the fact that it means a lot to me to, you know, keep my family around here, value in living where we live. West Virginians are largely West Virginians by choice and not necessity.
Oh, family.
I know.
No matter where I'm at.
Hey, imagine what it does for me.
Well, yeah, I know, and I mean, I'm just very, very disappointed. You know, you and I don't always agree on things, but I believe that's part of the spice of life. We have to have all these different viewpoints.
Yeah. Well, it's valuable. That's how you seek truth and wisdom, isn't it?
Exactly.
If everything is coming from one end of the spectrum, you're going to be hard pressed to find anything.
Well, I could tune into WWNR and I could get three local talk show hosts and I could get three different perspectives on things.
That's true, and that was what I thought was the genius of this experiment.
Well, me too. I really did, and I'm just I don't know. It's no fun to argue with Steve. I mean, you can never make a point with him. I mean, it's just, you know, at least you can talk to you and reason with you, and still might not change your mind, but at least you feel about the same things on the other shows that they talk about here either.
Well, you know, that's part of the fun, Gary, is trying to find what other people aren't talking about, because there's a subtext, in the country and in the world. We are fed a steady diet of missing children. Oh, look, shark attacks.
Yeah.
You know, and my heart bleeds for that little girl that got killed and the kid that almost got his leg bit off. It just breaks your heart.
But in the meantime, we've been kept in the dark on the mad cow business.
Yeah. You know, and we find, I had the article that Scotty had sent me from talking about what it, well, you know, it turns out we are feeding cattle to cattle still. Because we feed the cattle parts to the chickens, and then we feed the chicken stuff back to the cattle.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the way this, you know, you can live a long life and be, and then wake up one morning mad as a hatter. We don't understand the etiology or anything about mad cow. And
well, it's very, very scary because they say that it's caused by something they call
right,
which is a protein, and they say they've autoclaved that at 600 degrees.
You can't kill it.
Yeah, you can't kill it. I mean, it's like, what in the world? It's like it's from...
It's not even alive. I mean, it's almost... The stuff I've read about it, Gary, it's almost like it's some sort of nanotechnology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It almost has a mechanical quality to it.
Yeah. And it's basically just caused, in my opinion, from just pure nastiness.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, who in the world would take and feed, basically, and you know, guts and stuff like that.
Who
they
would
feed
make
it to the cattle? They feed it to the sheep, and it's really getting all through the food chain. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to find it in pork. Well, it's in deer, you know that.
Well, yeah. Well, look, it's in squirrels.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There people have died of mad squirrel disease. It's in the deer population. A variation on Jakob Creutzfeldt disorder.
Yeah, they call it by a different. Name each and each.
Yeah, because mad deer disease, just, you know, you can't take it serious.
Yeah, sheep, they call it scrape. You know, do you think maybe this is what we get when we turn all of our food production over to these big corporate mega farms?
I know it's exactly what we get.
Everything has been taken over by the corporations.
And remember, Gary, I did mention this, but, you know, some things deserve to be beaten on a little bit, and this is one of those things. Last year was the first year in like 50 that we imported more food than we produced for ourselves.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio, and that was...
Well, it's because we put all these McMansion tract developments up, and farmland used to be.
Well, I know, and, you know, but there's a school of thought out there represented most forcefully. I think if we can bulldoze every last square inch of land on Earth and put asphalt on it, that's progress.
Ain't it pretty?
I mean, I just absolutely bang my head sometime when I
Well, you know, you really changed things for me, Gary. You talk about the interchange of ideas. That one link to the video that you sent me, where the professor just explains growth.
Yeah, the exponential.
Exponential
function, yes.
Growth, and it really did change the way I look at the world. And it's funny because in any other circumstance, that unrestrained growth, we would call it cancer. But if, you know, in our, you know, commercial circumstances, we call it progress.
Do you know that they expect, now this is enough to blow your mind, they expect a 62% increase in trucks that are on the road the next 10 years.
God almighty.
Yeah. I mean, I believe we are going to really see this exponential.
Vitus.
Well, it's, I don't, you know, I'm quite honestly, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, what are we going to do
when
we
call
all people? I mean, it's.
Well, it's a Star. It turns into a Star Trek episode, Gary. I mean, you remember the one where they went to the planet where everybody was just standing shoulder to shoulder? And every now and then they'd push a button and a few people had to go off to the incinerator?
Well, in a way...
Logan's Run, maybe?
The disease and wars have been our incinerator.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what will happen in the future, I don't know. But it's scary to think... I used to think of Beckley as, you know, almost a rural area, you know. I mean, it's a small town, a nice small town. You could drive out in the country and, you know, it's changing. I mean, it's going to be like Charleston in no time. And then from there, where does it go?
Well, but you know, there's boom and there's bust. You know, all you got to do is look at Uptown Beckley, and you know what the bust looks like.
Yeah, but see, this is a unique area because I would say the economy of Beckley is not like hardly any other around. You get all these people out of state to come in every weekend, and they're pumping all this money into the economy.
Right.
I mean, you just look at I-77 on Friday night, and it's all North Carolina plates.
Right.
And Virginia plates, and that's
trying to get away from.
What we're trying to create here.
Yeah.
It's horrible, though. But this economy here, it's not like other economies. I mean, you can't get 1,000 people every weekend coming in and spending money. I mean, or however many there are. I know there's a lot.
Oh, yeah. And yet at the same time, we're doing everything in our power to destroy what's drawing people here.
Well, exactly. I mean, is the song, you know, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, I mean, they're doing every country roads, I know I was up in Canada, a very wild, unspoiled place, but they're doing everything they can.
Well, they're developing the life right out of it. That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, and they're just... What makes me... what I wonder about is you see all these businesses coming up and all these homes. Where are these people coming from?
Well, and what are they doing to afford them?
Yeah.
I mean, there are mansions out around Cheat Lake now in Morgantown.
Yeah.
And I, honest to God, I don't know what these people do that they can afford these things, because...
It's two income families that are basically up to their eyebrows.
That's the only answer I can come up with. They're literally eating their houses.
Yeah. You know, back years ago, I used to be a vacuum cleaner salesman for a short
time. That job just sucks.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're good at it, you can make some real good money at it, but there are very few people that can really do it. But we went to this house, and it was just a mansion. We knock on the door, place is bare.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there. I think there was a couch in the middle of the room, and that was it. There wasn't even carpet on the floor. I mean, it's like these people were living in this house. It probably couldn't even afford furniture for it. It was just kind of surprising.
Yeah, well, and I think there's more people around America like that than we probably give. Gary,
what
do you
think credit card is at right now for Americans? Was it $10,000 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous, really. I believe if the scary part is if the economy goes south tomorrow, people, they don't have any equity. They've got credit card debt. Where are they all going to go?
Yeah, and now they can't get rid of the credit card debt either.
Yeah, with the new bankruptcy.
Farming.
Well, that's Bush America for you. And I'll tell you what, you know, I make no but I think George Bush is, in the final analysis, way worse.
No,
way worse.
He is literally a disaster for America's middle class. There's no getting around it, Gary.
Well, he is not by any means any kind of conservative. I think he fooled everybody in the Republican Party. Either that or they just plain lost their soul.
It's the latter. No, really it is. I mean, there's a certain amount of hucksterism in what he did with the so-called faith-based community.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think there's a lot of hucksterism there.
But the thing is, they're getting what they want, at least to some extent. You know, they've got their front feet in the trough, in the financial trough, and they're getting to, and they think that they're going to be able to tell the rest of America how to believe, what to believe, who to believe, when to believe it. And for that they're grateful. And in turn, they're the shock troops for the corporatists. Who are the real patrons of the Bush administration?
Exactly. Well, it's quite honestly though, it's like that even in with the Democrats. Even it's money rules this country now.
Oh,
I mean that's what GATT and NAFTA and all that's all about. I mean,
and CAFTA's on the way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, things like that are going to go through here, regardless who's in office, because they're building up this this big problem with something like peak oil or something like that, and I don't know if they even know what.
Which, by the way, Exxon today, we got to go here in just a second, Gary, but as far as natural gas production is concerned, Exxon says North America natural gas production has peaked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I can send you a link to a real good Yahoo group that is nothing but guys that are really into energy. Picture is a lot worse than 99% of the people out there would ever suspect.
Oh, well, you know, we're it's the whole Men in Black theory. You know, we're just laboring on in ignorance.
Yeah, and I want to ask that song.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. That was just awesome.
I thought that was just, I just love that song. I play it over and over. I call it the anthem of the revolution.
I think it very well could be.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got to hear from you before we go dark on Thursday.
Well, I will be watching the message board.
Do please, and you know, you've got the email address.
Yeah.
And I'll let folks know what happens.
Yeah, I definitely want to know. I hope you let us know, and you know, because I'm definitely going to follow your show wherever it's at.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm gonna try to turn up somewhere. Later, Gary. Drive careful. Bye now. And a quick update from on the news from Carl Mack, followed by our Workers Independent News Service, Labor Radio. And then
Head on.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A weekend collision between two coal trucks in Raleigh County has sent two men to the hospital. The parents of Marine Corps recruit Jason Tharp are scheduled to receive two military officials linked closely to the investigation into the teen's Women and Children's Hospital can no longer use tobacco anywhere on the grounds, and that includes inside or outside the children and pregnant women. But hospital administrator Sally Llewellyn. That's the news for the forecast for the rest of this evening. Partly cloudy, still warm, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, though, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms that becomes more likely late tonight. Partly cloudy skies then with temperatures in the mid-60s. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack. When you need to know.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
And I'm Doug Cunningham.
During recent contract negotiations between nurses and Aurora Healthcare, the Vice President of Human Resources allegedly told the nurses that if they wanted better pensions, they should just marry well. The nurses took that advice to heart, and on Thursday, nearly two dozen nurses showed up at company headquarters wearing wedding dresses, asking for Aurora CEO Ed Howe to marry them. The nurses were taking a stand against a reduction in benefits for the healthcare company's more than 25,000 employees. According to Pam Mueller, president of the union representing the nurses, Howe receives an annual $3 million compensation package and last year had $1.3 million put into his pension.
As a teenage photographer in the 60s and 70s, David Fenton captured some iconic images of the counterculture that were published in hundreds of underground papers. He now heads Fenton Communications, helping to craft the media strategies of groups like MoveOn.org and many others protesting the status quo and seeking social change. He's published a new collection of his photos called Shots, a Photographer's Journal, 1967 to 1972. Fenton says today's progressive movement is much more sophisticated, but the counterculture left a powerful legacy of protest. He says his experiences snapping photos in the midst of the political and social turmoil of the 60s indelibly marked him.
Well, it's damaged me permanently. For example, imagine how you would view the American legal system if the first time you had ever gone into a courtroom was the day they bound and gagged Black Panther leader Bobby Seale at the Chicago 7 trial. I sat there as a 16-year-old and watched them, these burly federal marshals, stick a cloth in this black man's mouth and bind his arms and feet to the chair. And I saw a wild melee erupt in the courtroom as demonstrators attacked the federal marshals and they attacked them back. And I said, oh, my God, this is the American legal system.
OSHA has fined a Pennsylvania company more than $170,000 in the death of a worker. Silicon Power Corporation was alleged to have committed willful and serious violations of workplace safety laws when a worker died after coming into contact with a 10,000-volt power supply last December. Here's today's Dow Bob Report. A bigger focus on academics is keeping more more teens out of the workplace during the summer. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for the first time since 1966, less young people between the ages of 16 and 24 worked last summer. A recent article in the Christian Science Monitor showed that more teenagers are focused on building their academic resume by taking classes or unpaid internships. Nearly one-third of youths were enrolled in summer classes last year.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org. Here's Bob Kincaid, Head On.
All righty. 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. The clouds are due. Go to the back to the phone. Jim is with us. Hey, Jim, you're head on.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good, you?
Reasonably well.
Made it through the weekend.
Let me ask you something. What do you think of Gateway computers?
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you run on it?
Well, it's an old machine, so it's just running Windows 98.
Windows 98?
Yeah. Not real crazy about Windows XP, but you're kind of stuck with it now. Unless, the shareware, open source stuff like Linux is said to be very, very good. I believe Ben Birch runs Linux. It's an operating system, but it's open sourced. It's sort of a democratic approach to computer technology. Contemplating a new machine?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, or something of that like that. I don't know. Anyway.
I got to think it probably makes the job a little bit better because you can just sort of ponder stuff going down the road. Ponders a lot. That's been the fun part of the show, Jim. You, Gary, all the other callers.
Articulate, very well spoken.
Yeah, and I deal with some really, really smart people, and that's what makes it so much fun. Yep, it's getting a little tough, getting a little choked up.
Well,
did you not hear it that night? We played Bull Moose Jackson going out of. Going out of the break that you were talking in.
Which one did you play?
Bow-legged women.
Well, have you ever heard of Nosy Joe?
Mm-mm.
He ain't good looking. He ain't big and strong. He's got a nose that's 4 foot long. They use that in one of these scenes from Crybaby.
I remember.
Tracy Lords, the guy comes by in the pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
And she says, "Hello, stud." And I don't know. Only John Waters can make him, right?
Oh, yeah. What a movie that is.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny with Polly Bergen and Patty Hearn and the iron lung has a flat tire.
And, of course, we're big fans of Serial Mom as well.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner, Desperate Living.
Right.
But I find that kind of hard to believe. But nonetheless, he did a pretty good
job. It was just a great movie all the way around. And that line about, mommy hates the brown word.
Oh.
I've come to the conclusion over the course of the weekend, Jim, it was wrestling. It was a con. Any way you sliced it, it was a con.
Oh, it's just like...
Yeah.
Probably. They've all kinds of raised their voices and screamed and yelled. People who told the truth to me weren't very accepting of that.
I've lost my temper a couple of times on the show. But I tried to step back from it because I don't think it makes good radio.
I don't think you've done that very often. I've heard you once or twice when you get upset about certain part of
part of the way I was raised.
Big of you to do that. Really not been very loyal. And not been very polite either.
Well, I like I said before though, Jim, I think one of the I have accomplished a great deal here, not the least of which is to inject a little bit of life into talk radio. I'm not in the loop on that. I have no idea.
They haven't told.
I don't know if it's going to be local. I don't know if it's going to be someone off the satellite. I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know. I read some scuttlebutt on my message boards, and just difficult to credit. But rumors are what rumors are, and they will swirl. No, I'd rather not. Because they are, they're speculative, and for all I know, they have no basis in reality or some basis in reality, and I don't think it would be fair for me to spread them on the air.
Well, you're very wise to do that. You know, you're very wise. Extremely.
Well, you know, if there's somebody local that they can put in this time slot, I wish them the best of luck. I made this time slot, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you did.
To the best of my knowledge, anywhere in this state, there is no one doing live talk radio from 7 to 10. And I think, I you got to understand, Jim, I picked the slot out. I wanted this slot.
I know you did.
Because I like working at night. And also, you know, I wanted to inject life into something, into somewhere that was dead.
Well, you never can tell, Bob, you know.
Well, you know, I'm not enough of an egomaniac to think that, you know, this place is just, or I know better.
No, life continues.
Yeah.
Well, you still have time to live quite a bit of life.
I'd like to think so.
And I would think that you have a couple of years ahead of you.
Possible.
And, you know, that's not the end of the world.
No. No, it's not.
And most places better to live than here.
My dad always told me, go where the work is. Well, that's what I was talking about, the boom and bust nature. Yeah, I mean, looking at our delay. We've been through a bust before, and there's another one coming.
I think you're right.
Oh, it was vibrant. It was absolutely alive. People on, you know, I've heard stories, you know, people on the side. You know, it was a real town in real America.
Well, they tried to revitalize it. I mean, by putting the little, every time you ride down the street, you see a vacant window or a vacant.
That was a loss. Harry's.
Oh, yeah, it certainly was.
It's so funny you should ask that, because our friend Nanette also emailed and said the same thing. Where's the gas going to come from to run the trucks?
And what are they going to be hauling?
My honest opinion, a bunch of crap from China.
I don't think there'll be that much crap to haul from China.
I tell you, by the time we get... Look, they're going to be hauling food. They're going to be hauling crap from China. Because, you know, we're looking at exponential growth. And it's going to... We're headed for a mess, Jim. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, I mean, look at the Malthusian thought.
Yeah.
The means of production will increase at an arithmetic rate.
Well, every civilization does that to itself. And when you try to go empire, you do it a little bit faster. And that's
empire.
Yeah, we're trying to be an empire right now, and it will be, if we're not careful, the death of us.
I think it's an empire a long past.
Oh, yeah, try convincing the people in the Bush administration of that, Jim.
Well,
that article from the New York Times Sunday magazine a few months back, I forget the author, but the Bush administration official who told him, man, we don't study history, we make it.
Well, we make it all right.
Right. We're
everybody else does. And, you know,
Well, I don't know if you saw it or not, Jim, but Senator Chuck Hagel from Nebraska, the conservative Republican, speaking to either the VFW or the American Legion, I forget which, outright told them, we've lost. We are losing in Iraq.
Yeah, we certainly are.
And the sad thing is... What's the old line about...
Well, Bob, when they started talking about the winning of hearts and minds,
yep.
That's when I really went, good Lord.
That's when you knew that the band on the Titanic was getting ready to tune up.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what they said over in Southeast
Asia. Pacification.
Pacification, strategic Hamlet, instead of...
And the sad thing is, we have shown the world how weak we are by virtue of what we cannot do over there. We cannot beat Iraq. What does that say? What does that say to a big power?
It says the same thing that you still have these crazy people who insist on the fact.
Oh, I know, and
they did not.
But you got to understand, we could lose the war outright, Jim, and still, there would be these monsters like what we've got in the White House who don't care because they are making a damned fortune.
You're right.
You know, you and me, we're paying $150,000 a year to private mercenaries from Blackwater that are working for Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying Halliburton to pay the mercenaries. It's good business over there. Everything else may be falling apart, but business is good, Jim.
Mm-hmm. but you know, for how long?
Indefinitely. What did they say? We're in this for a generation, they said.
Listen, from 1965 to about these
are short-sighted people, Jim.
Well, their day is coming.
Well, they don't care because they're making the money now.
Well, I hope they enjoy spending it because I think
two halls to hearses, but try convincing whoever the head of Halliburton is now. Try convincing him of that. Try convincing Don Blankenship that they're not hooking U-Hauls to hearses.
You know, that was the damnedest thing.
I've almost reached the point where I'm convinced of it. It was, somehow or another, it was wrestling.
Okay, well, listen, you've got other people who want to talk. You've got things you
I
got to
hit the top of the hour break.
Let's see, your last night is Thursday night?
Maybe a little special music here and there. I don't know. No, there's really no special plans except just, get through the night. And
we meet again now, and you take care.
Gonna try, Jim. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Later. And your phone 9967, and we'll get back to the phone calls when we come back out of CBS.
Head on. I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. And now they can't go back to shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I didn't know aging would cause my body to process medications differently. I learned the hard way, but you don't have to. Call 1-800-662-HELP for the free brochure, As You Age, a guide to aging, medicines, and alcohol. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Influenza is serious.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 20...
Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Rather warm and humid forecast for the next several days. Really no big changes out there. All in handy, there is going to be that possibility of scattered showers and thunderstorms. May isolated shower thunderstorm for this evening and tonight. We'll fall back into the mid-60s.
It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox, and you're head-on with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, we were talking a little bit about earlier about the mad cow thing. Japan tests every cow that comes in. Europe tests about 1 in 4. We test, you know why? The beef board, the people who pour the money out all over politicians and bureaucrats and whatnot. They don't want testing. They don't like testing. They don't think you deserve testing, so they're willing to pay lots of money to keep the test. We test 1 in 90. 2003, we were testing 1 in 1,700. Oh, well, let's go to the phones. Cherie's been waiting a while. Hey, Cherie, you're head on. Cherie.
Good evening, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good.
I was listening to Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems as if they're out
there. Literally, yeah.
Literally. And it's just a decline.
Didn't quite work out, did it?
Hmm?
Didn't quite work out, did it?
No. It turned out poorly for them. Oh.
Right.
But when you tell someone, evidently people don't learn from history.
No. That would entail too much work, Cherie.
Well, I thought that's what America was all about.
But now it's about NASCAR and Walmart and Paris. There it was, a 15-second blurb in the ABC Top of the Hour News about the guy who got kicked off of American Idol who said that he had an affair with Paula Abdul. And
who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
You know, part
it's easy to distract.
Part of this show, part of the genius of it and the beauty of it has been the fact that I've been able to have conversations with people. I don't think that we deliberately talked about Michael Jackson once.
No,
during the entire
yes.
progress of
it
that trial.
A serious discussion.
We got, it's like I was talking with Carrie, we got, oh, look, shark attacks. Do you remember the last time we had shark attacks in the news, Cherie?
Well, you know, it's easier to talk.
Anything but talking about the war. But no, we were absolutely obsessed with shark attacks in the summer of 2001. And everybody, you know, and then along comes 9/11. And everybody, well, everything's changed. You know, we were obsessed with shark attacks, but you know, we're not anymore. No, we're focused. We got a laser beam focus on the war. And no, we don't.
Well, I was watching a gentleman on C-SPAN the other night.
Oh yeah.
Just like the guys who flew the planes into. The
was that was that Gerald Posner?
I believe so.
Okay.
You know, one day there are friends, the next day there are enemies, but
right because we're. Because we're absolutely convinced that we're doing the right thing by propping up this Wahhabist freakish monarchy because
that hates us
because we think that the other side or that there's only one other possibility and that's another inimical hostile Islamic state like Iran.
Well, you know, he made a point of saying these people believe that their oil wells were given to them.
Well, religious extremists, you know. That's okay. I mean, 70% of this country thinks that the human race got started after a woman had a conversation with a chatty snake.
We were primordial ooze, but that's just my belief. Yeah. It evolved, but that's my belief. I don't bash Christians. I bash.
And
why do I do that? Because they bash me.
Right. God knows they've got it coming.
Well, I've sat in church. You know, a number of times, go to church to listen to politics. I can do that on CNN or C-SPAN.
Nobody's supposed to.
Exactly, and that's freedom of thought and freedom of speech.
We also have to take a break, but I do appreciate the call, and I appreciate the kind. All right, take care, Cherie.
You too. Bye. God bless.
And a quick break, and then more of your phone calls. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
It's easy for us to say why Eastern Concrete should be your number one call when you need concrete, but we thought you might appreciate hearing what our customers have to say about us. Customers like Doug Humphrey of Superior Steam Cleaning.
We use concrete on metal buildings that we install.
Yeah, Eastern, they were great to deal with. Prompt service, when you make a call, same-day delivery, they was great to deal with.
And Tom Almond of MPW Development Corporation.
We use concrete for footers and foundations, sidewalks, garage floors, basement floors. When we pour our mixes in our footers or slabs, it is important for our customer to have the right mix for structural foundations and footers. Eastern, we feel they're second to none when we work with them. They're quick to get to the job site, and they take care of our needs that we need for concrete.
At Eastern Concrete, we've built our business on service. We do what we say, when we say we'll do it. We never bump your order if a larger order comes in. We happily deliver where others don't, and on Saturdays, too. So when you call, Eastern pours, 252-2424.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's scary, Ryan, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime, and your family serves a sentence with you. Gun crimes hit home.
A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods for the Southern District of West Virginia and the Ad Council.
Is someone else's drinking affecting your life? Does it make you feel angry?
Don't yell at me because you're mad at your mom. She's the drunk, not me.
Does Daddy have to drink so much?
No matter how you feel, we can help. We're Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, and you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
When you think of a murdered woman, who's the murderer? A third of all female murder victims are killed by their intimate partners. In 69% of these cases, the murder weapon is a gun. That's why, under federal law, anyone convicted of domestic violence or subject to a domestic violence restraining order can't have a gun. They can't own, borrow, or use a gun. If they do, they can go to federal prison.
This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods.
He's got the heart of a conservative. Pickles on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
All right, welcome back. And straight to the phones. Trish has been waiting. Hey, Trish, you're head on.
Bam.
Hey.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was trying to change phones. My cell phone's
good. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't
want to either.
When is the last day you're on?
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay. I'd like to know about the oil for food contract and who all was involved in it.
Be interesting.
Okay. I'll give you names. And
okay.
And
you know,
have
you heard the other CIA story that's out there, Trish?
No, I haven't.
I have been real
busy in our town.
Well, the Italian government has indicted 13 CIA agents.
You have to talk a little louder. Can you hear me?
I said the Italian government has indicted 13 CIA agents in a kidnapping case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They kidnapped an Egyptian cleric and took him to, rendered him to Egypt to be tortured.
Oh.
And the Italians have they can't find the agents, but they've at least indicted them. And they were spending like $1,600 a day of our money for months on end, these CIA agents were. Living a life of luxury in Milan.
Right.
Yeah, this crowd, sure.
Anyway, by Thursday night, hopefully I'll give you this information. I wrote it. Bob, he named who cleaned up that money and where that money went, who the bag men were.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
And so I'll give it to you Thursday night.
Okay, good deal.
Accountable if they took kickbacks.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Anyway, so I thought I would pass that on to you that it is.
Well, it is. I also read another story today, Trish, that another thing that's driving gas prices up is there is some unrest.
Oh, they came out and said that they were selling. Oil.
You know, but again, that wouldn't be good for business, would it?
No. And then they said out in.
They're even talking. They're even
Exxon that has the capacity to be able to do that. That's
and what's more, I think it was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette had a story about the fact that they're talking about exploring the Appalachians for oil.
Yeah, they can forget it.
And they're talking about digging. They're talking about drilling wells 20,000 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. At some point, we've got it. We deserve some answers, Trish. Yeah, the windfall profits tax.
Correct.
Yeah.
I want to know why that we didn't go after Exxon for that $2.8 billion of.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I have been on, and I have And I had been talking to Bird two or three times and got two or three letters from him. I've got nice letters from him, but I will vote for Senator Bird. I will not vote for... I thought you were conservative. She has no business in the United States.
Well, she has no business in the House of Representatives either, for that matter. And if she does run against Bird, Trish, we may get a two-for-one bargain. We'll get her out of that second district seat,
and
we'll get to keep Bird at the same time.
I want some honest people running our government. I don't care if he is minor and we're dipped overhaul.
It all becomes a question of money, though, doesn't it?
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you, not necessarily. Look at Ross Perot with all his billions. He didn't get a money is not the answer. The message is the answer.
Well, I'd like to. I'm optimistic enough that I think if somebody came along with that hopeful message, that the people would reward that. But you know, we live in a negative age and hate the mudslinging, and I have yet to see us punish any politician for that kind of
behavior. But I would like to see in Charleston, if we could get it done.
Trish, we've got to.
There's no reason for it not to be in there.
No, there's not. You're absolutely right. Always good to hear from you, Trish. We've got to take our break, but I hope we'll hear from you again in the next couple of days.
Okay, take care.
Take care now. Bye. All right, quick news update from Carl Mack, Jim Hightower's commentary.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Governor Manchin says the people of teachers, judges, and troopers with up to $5.5 billion for...
important to Governor Manchin that the people be given the opportunity to vote on how they wanted us to move forward with this debt and with the concept of selling bonds to address the debt. They made their decision known, and we respect that, and now we'll move forward with our responsible government initiatives and try and use those initiatives over the coming weeks and months to really cut down on the redundant government and try and manage our finances in that way.
The amendment failed despite bipartisan shooting at a Bradley nightclub. The Raleigh County Sheriff's Office says the shooting... News, here's the forecast for the rest of this evening. Partly cloudy, still a slight chance. Though late, there is a more likely chance of showers and thunderstorms. With News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
Prepare to be repulsed by the story of Propulsid. Propulsid has been very, very good for its maker, Johnson & Johnson, which has reaped more than $1 billion a year from its sales. But it has been way less than good for patients. First approved in 1993 to treat nighttime heartburn in adults, the drug maker's sales staff pushed doctors to prescribe it for far wider uses, including for babies' acid reflux problems. The corporation never had FDA approval for these broader uses, and it turns out that the drug was ineffective as a treatment for them, a fact that Johnson & Johnson honchos knew early on from their own studies, but chose to keep a secret from doctors and patients. Meanwhile, Propulsid was creating big problems for many unwitting patients who learned the hard way that the drug can interfere with the heart's electrical system. Hundreds of Americans, including babies, have died, and tens of thousands have suffered heart damage from taking Propulsid. Not only did the corporation know of these deadly side effects, but so did FDA regulators. The agency is so weak, however, that it can't even require a warning label on the drug. It has to negotiate wording with a drug maker, a secret process that takes months and lives. In 1998, Johnson & Johnson bean counters calculated that proposed FDA label warnings about heart damage could cost the corporation $250 million a year in sales, so the company scuttled the warnings. Finally, the FDA scheduled public meetings with outside experts on the safety of Propulsid. To avoid public exposure of the drug's long-hidden and ugly history, Johnson & Johnson withdrew it from the market only 3 weeks before the meeting, which the FDA then canceled. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is a case of drug executives profiteering at the expense of human life and of a regulatory system so enfeebled by deregulation ideologues that it cannot protect our public health.
A message from the American Library Association and Bernie Mac.
about the hard times facing our nation's libraries.
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac, and libraries need your help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what, support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Libraries. For more information, visit the American Library Association website at www.ala.org.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course. Here's Bob Kincaid.
All righty. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're halfway through this last Monday night edition. And a couple of news stories for you that I don't know if you picked up on. Remember our buddy Fred Phelps, the face of fundamentalist religion in America? Well, here's another one of those little exploding head moments for right-wing evangelicals. Massachusetts soldier who was killed in Afghanistan was scheduled to be buried. Reported that Staff Sergeant Christopher Piper, 43 years old, died when his convoy was bombed June the 3rd in Afghanistan. Is being punished, as was Staff Sergeant Piper, because, you know, wait for it. You already know that. They've been going all over America, these Westboro Baptists. God hates fags, and God hates the U.S. That's the beauty of working in a soundproof booth. Compliment of 37 officers. Because these so-called... Well, no, I'm not even... felt they needed to torment a grieving family. What kind of sickness is that? Where do you come down on this? Does it just make your head want to explode? Because you have to be on Fred Phelps's side. Go to hell if you're not. But yet, you need to support the troops. That's what your Lord and Savior tells you. Where do you come down on that? Is there anyone out there, and I'm not talking about the normal, decent people, you know, progressive. You know, we condemn Fred Phelps in a heartbeat. We know he's a monster. But how about on the right-wing side? Is there anyone that will come out and condemn this so-called man of God for his abject hatred? Or is it like the first time that killing monster from Mississippi was tried and the lady on the jury vote to convict a preacher? Go to the phones. Tim's with us. Hey, Tim, you're head on. Good to hear from you.
Robert, TMO Farrell here.
Yes, indeed, sir. How you been? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You just don't have a low AM station here in Hampton. They own a 1380. I don't know if that'd be guys on who put you on 1380, then the people in Hampton can participate.
Well, unfortunately, they're not going to put me on anything. I'm going off the air, Tim.
Yeah, that's what I called for. I hadn't had a chance to call you lately, and like I say, you fade in the whole station off there about 5:30. But
right.
I was just calling to wish you good luck in the future and
I appreciate
you go, you know. I don't know what the problem was, but I just heard a couple weeks ago they were taking you off. You know, when I'm out riding around at night, sometimes working on the railroad, and I can pick you up at Beckley, you know, and picking you up here at Hinton a little bit tonight. But you know, you'll come in, heard you talk, and I've been wanting to call, and if nothing else, just wish you good luck. And the mood of the country today, they don't want a network or, you know, dialogue on anything. The neocon put anybody with a moderate view or just kind of thinking you talking about it. But you know, when you try to talk about George,
yeah,
sort of cut you off, and you really can't have a dialogue.
Or for that matter, Tim, you wind up having to talk about Bill Clinton.
Yeah, right. They keep bringing that up, and that's what.
The best part of that whole thing was when they swore up and down that the Clinton economic miracle was Ronald Reagan's doing.
Right.
First time I heard that one, Tim, I thought I was going to fall out of my chair laughing.
Well, when I talk to people, they sort of act like Ronald Reagan was in. Clinton was successful. He knew what it was to, you know, just try to get by and, you know, and I think that's think it's something that's missing in this administration.
They're disconnected from reality, Tim. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, I mean, if you ask any neocons, they'll say the war's going just like
right.
They don't, you know, and it's, I mean, we're all wrong, you know. You're wrong about it. I made a mistake on that, but I think that's one of the other problems they have. They just can't play like that.
It's just saying I was wrong or I made a mistake, it's not difficult to do, and it's kind of refreshing when you're that honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people of the United States not only would tolerate that, but would celebrate it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's sort of liberating to be able to say you're wrong.
And yeah. Because then you can go.
Right all the time.
Yeah, then you can go, Tim, and you can try to figure out what the right way was.
Yeah, right. There's a senator from North
Carolina, Walter Jones,
that was killed, you know, and he stayed on his door, and he's even saying, well, maybe we need the enemy. He's just saying he wants to look this thing over, and maybe we need to take a different.
Yeah, and maybe he's tired of having his constituents get killed for no good reason.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I saw it in the Gazette yesterday. They had
Walter Jones. Walter Jones.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody mentioned him, but it's the same thing. You just can't have.
They don't want to.
They just don't want to let you have it. But say they can bring up guys where one of them, I think, editor of the Sojourner Magazine.
Yeah, Wallace.
Had a pretty good discussion, and of course,
that puts everything at a standstill.
Yeah, right. Just put the damper on everything, and you don't know what, like the guy didn't know what to say. You can't.
Yeah, it's the old "when did you stop beating your wife" question.
Yeah, right. This
you know,
guy
you
didn't. All the conversation sort of continued on, but not.
I'm
gonna get off here. Robert.
All right.
I just wanted to call and give you a piece of mind and wish you good luck in the future.
Well,
and,
thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah, I hope everything works out for you.
Well, it usually does.
that's what I try to tell everybody.
It all works out in the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you.
Take care, Tim. Bye now. I was a kid, so I know this. I know about this from history. I mean, I remember the 1968 elections where it was perceived. The way the Bush administration sort of hinted around that Iraq, Saddam was responsible for 9/11, and then they'd be called on it and say, "Well, we never said that." Well, if you recall the 1968 presidential campaign, know that it was brooded about that Richard Nixon had a secret plan to win the war. And that secret plan was instrumental in his victory over Hubert Humphrey. Escalated. And what else happened? Well, we had secret bombings of Cambodia and Laos. Sherman set the Wayback Machine for Richard Nixon. For God's sakes, remember, Cheney and Rumsfeld learned all their dirty, rotten tricks at the feet of Richard Milhouse Pinhead Nixon. What do we have today? American general who commanded Allied air forces during the Iraq War appears to have admitted in a briefing to American and British officers that coalition aircraft waged a secret air war against Iraq from the middle of 2002, 9 months before the invasion began. General Michael Mosley addressed a briefing on lessons they had learned from the Iraq War. And he said in 2002 and early 2003, Allied aircraft flew, listen to this, 21,736 sorties. They dropped more than 600 bombs on 391 targets before the war even over, and we learned nothing. Of course, following the Downing Street memos, you know that one of the schemes for ginning up the war was trying to convince Saddam to shoot at us, to make him start the war, so to speak, and give us an excuse to go and bomb the snot out of 100,000 non-combatants. Now we know. We were willing to do anything to budge up a good old-fashioned war. It even goes back a ways Oh, goodness. Talking about starting a war with Iraq while he was still governor of Texas. What do we think in America of people who start wars? We took a dim view of Hitler. Here's this... Oh, my God. Do you understand? George Bush has been dreaming of this war for as long as he was dreaming about this war when he was governor of Texas. Go to the phones. JP's with us. Hey, JP, your head on.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Doing great. I just wanted one of the things...
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And, you know, it just tickles me to death.
Well,
hopefully it won't take more than a couple of months, but I've got it's going to be a job. But I sure do appreciate everybody out there that's talked up the show. And, you know, I think it's pretty amazing to grow something like this from a little time, the honestly humble beginnings that it had.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard to...
You know, there's an overload factor, JP. I mean, and you know, we're out there. You know, I'm here for a few more days. Guy James is busting his butt down in Florida. But the thing is, we're dispersed. And, of course, there's Air America and Democracy Radio. But we are dispersed. And frankly, as long as we're dispersed, that makes it easier for the right-wing megaphone to operate.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, WLS and those kind of stations?
Yeah.
They can turn their frequency way up at night. So,
yeah, they just blade...
You can hear right-wingers from Chicago, but you can't hear...
Hey, so those 50,000-watt clear channels just blaze away. And even stations that aren't like that, I mean, we operate at 6:20 a.m., and as a consequence of that, we have to protect a station in Knoxville, Tennessee, that operates at 6:20 a.m. They just, I mean, they're stomping all over me right now, because I guess they've got seniority, but it's a religious fundamentalist wingnut station. And it makes for some interesting interference from time to time.
Well, it you know.
Right, I do the same thing. We don't have an Air America affiliate around here, so I'm a religious listener to Air America, whether it's Al Franken or Mike Malloy, wonderful talents there, and they're speaking their truth. But you know, it's a matter of seeing them grow.
Well, like I said, you know.
Indeed, you're absolutely right, you know, and right now we've got a government that's fiddling while Rome is, you know, blazing away. We're in trouble, JP. We've got to hit the top of the hour break. So good to hear from you, and thanks to you and everybody at Bart Kopp and Democratic Underground. Take it easy, JP. All righty then.
WNR Beckley.
Influenza is serious.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 20.
Rather warm and humid forecast for the next several days. Really no big changes. All in handy, there is going to be that possibility of scattered showers and thunderstorms. May isolated shower thunderstorm for this evening and tonight will fall back into the mid-60s.
A man who just loves conservatives. Baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
All right, we are into the counting down. We are in the 10th hour. A couple of things out of the ABC Top of the Hour news. My apologies to the Internet listeners. You can't hear, but you've probably heard it yourself today at some point because you do a pretty good job of staying informed. First of all, George Bush talking about it's unacceptable for the Iranians. Unacceptable is having a chief executive of one of the most powerful nations on Earth who 5 years into his presidency, has still not figured out how to say nuclear. That's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. Meanwhile, the other news story about Dennis Rader, the BTK, mind torture and kill serial killer in Sedgwick County, Kansas, just as cool as he could be, and described his murder, that has pointed out the fact that this man was a registered Republican. He stood there in that Midwestern voice and just, well, and then I manually strangled her. I had to turn the light on in the bathroom to get some light into the bedroom, and I walked in and manually strangled her. Just very businesslike. Very Republican. Go to the phones, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. Gene's with us. Hey, Gene, you're head on.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
Okay, this is Gene from Oregon.
Yes, I thought as much. Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too. You know, it's amazing that Mr. Bush would say something like that after we, it's on the...
Yes.
Cute.
Yeah. Well, we can do it because we're the good guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we'd never use that on anybody.
Right. that's what I want to know. Anyway, just real quick, and then talking earlier about the mad cow disease and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard something today about against local state governments controlling their own food supply.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, really ooh. It's just, it's creepy. These people don't, they're feeding us chicken, chicken caca. I mean, and they do it with a smile on their face, and they expect us to grin while we're eating it. I mean, this is turning into something, it's turning into a science, it's Soylent Green, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
My internet went down.
Oh, no.
Can I put back on hold?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And absolutely, no problem whatsoever. Gene, good to hear from you. Take care.
Okay.
And thanks for all the stories along the way, too. That really helps.
Well, let me know when you get back on. I'll come back.
I certainly will. Take care.
Yeah.
Here's more happy news. A pair of brothers out in Iowa, Justin Paul Byers and Casey Byers, fought a lot growing up. Well, Casey Byers, 22 years old, he was killed June the 11th. Justin read a statement, or had a statement was read that was authored by Justin. Because they were so much alike, he also joined the military. Yes, Casey, I'm exactly like you. These are the consequences of an immoral evil hard enough on the human spirit. When you start the war and you enter the war for immoral purposes, well, that's a tragedy, of course, but these things happen in time of war. No! No, no. Why? You...
On. Why settle? Why settle for just 60 channels? Switch Charter gives you more than 90 digital channels, plus all your local channels on two TVs for just $29.99 a month. Charter Digital offers up something for everyone in the family. Over a dozen commercial-free movie channels. You'll also receive 45 digital music channels, and Charter Digital gives you access to Charter On Demand, HGTV, and digital video recording. So don't wait. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Programming and services may not be available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Prices guaranteed for 12 months. High-speed internet price guaranteed for 3 months.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
When Mother Nature is at her worst.
We're there. Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there.
When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other. And simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol,
the official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
This is the sound of local charities, food drives, and disaster relief without local broadcasters. But with the help of local broadcasters, things can change.
We're here at the 6th annual Action News Run to fight cancer. What makes this event unique is the large number of runners who are actual cancer survivors.
All across America, thousands of local broadcasters are an active part of their communities, sponsoring events that offer hope to those who need it. And it doesn't stop there. America's local broadcasters provide free airtime for radiothons, disaster relief, and raise millions for charity.
Broadcasting live from the City Mall, where you can bring your toy donations to help kids throughout our area.
And while we can't always control the world around us, communities can rely on broadcasters for local information all at the touch of a button.
We're tracking the storm system, and it looks like it's moving past our area, but authorities are urging people...
America's local broadcasters, always on, always there when you need us. Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
All righty. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, this is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. Rick is with us from Texas. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
How's it going there, buddy?
Just kind of holding it together.
Hey, I came here to join the party. Celebration. And I do think of it as a celebration. I've been listening to you almost every night since I first met you. And this has been good stuff, so I'm going to be here a part of it.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a little tough.
Yeah, it's tough, but don't let it get you down. That's what they're trying to do. And when that happens, you know, I've seen that up a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
They got on to the telephone. That's all they can do. Bob may not ever be back on that station. But for all you people out there, get on the phone tomorrow and let the sponsors know how you got a backbone. We need to use it. Anyway, I'm here for the celebration.
Well, I appreciate it, Rick. And seriously, there have been people who said, you know, this may have a silver lining to it.
Oh, well, you know what's going on.
And I'm going to try to make that happen. It's going to require some help from outside forces. But hopefully that'll be there, and you know, maybe a couple of months, 3 months, and we'll bounce back.
Oh, you just gave me an idea. I'll email you.
I appreciate that.
But anyway, just. Everybody,
yeah.
This is not any time to be a...
Yeah, no grief orgies.
No, I swear to you, Bob, you can use a sledgehammer on the board, it's not going to work.
You know, have you been talking to my wife?
No, I just...
She says the same thing to you, won't you shut up? No, I can't.
I never said across from you, but I think I know.
Nope.
If you get the backbone in there... And you put in the...
That's...
Anyway.
Hey, look, it's free speech. You know, this is Radio Free Beckley.
And I want you to keep on at these boys until...
I'm going to do it, Rick. Thanks so much.
Keep that clean.
All right.
See you later, brother.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And David's with us. Hey, David, you're Head On. David.
Oh, hello, Bob.
There you are.
Gee whiz. The other night you told me I always bring you a giggle and great Reverend Phelps there. So I just pulled up his website, and it just... Sometime today it was updated, just to let you know what an evil, twisted little fellow this guy is. And I want all you right-wingers that I know are listening out there, when you get in bed with religious fundamentalists, these are the ticks and the fleas, and these are the vermin that you come away with.
Yeah, because I think it's safe to say.
I don't care how expensive a suit Falwell wears. These are his brothers and sisters. What I'm going to read to you in just a little bit. Now, you were saying?
No, I was going to say vermin is a perfectly appropriate word when you're talking about. My God, David, to go and raise a stench at a fallen soldier's funeral.
Where was the funeral that you were speaking of?
The one that I was referencing in the news story today was. At the old North Church in Boston.
Okay, good, because I thought for a second, this is how dedicated this Phelps is to saying that because America doesn't on its own kill homosexuals, that this is the right hand of God knocking off gay people through activities of the opposing armies. And I'm looking at a sign, and God hates America.
Mm-hmm.
the representative holding a flag upside down says, thank acted by God because there may still be living gay people. He just referenced that this group of mad dogs went all the way to Massachusetts to protest the life and now the death, tormented those parents. Well, you just read a story about the Byers family in Schleswig, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Westboro Baptist Church, Will Pickett, the funeral. And I'm reading from God Hates Bag Reverend, his website. Westboro Baptist Church, to picket the funeral of Army Specialist Justin Paul Byers, 19, of Schleswig, Iowa.
Oh my
who
God.
Committed suicide last Monday over the IED death of his brother, Sergeant Casey Myers. They will be there in religious protest, offering the warning, God is not mocked. God hates fags and fag America. Ergo, God hates America's fag-infested. I don't want to read the rest of it because I'm going to get too worked up.
Now, you know, I mean, I'm all, you know, I'm all peace and, you know, love your neighbor and all that Jesus-y stuff. I want to, you know, I'd like, no, okay, what are they going to do, take me off the air? I'd like to take a rifle butt and ram it into the side of Fred Phelps's rotten, stinking pumpkin head.
I'd rather not be separated by anything wood or metal. I'd rather my hands right on the work.
If you were the parents, how could you sit there and not just attack the man and just bludgeon him? If you were the parent...
Schleswig, Iowa can't be very big. This is going to be everybody in that, the Byers brothers.
And not loved the Byers brothers.
I'm sorry?
Loved the Byers brothers.
Absolutely.
Good kids.
I've spent a lot of time on business. There's a lot to Iowa. And now that I know this Westboro Church is in Kansas, this is one of the most ugly elections we've had. Well, it doesn't come... Well, it's close to the George Bush election. That Brownback guy in Kansas.
Yeah.
It was $3 million of Republican National Committee money that was poured into that election when Rove and those henchmen decided that Democratic candidate was, well, she wasn't pro-choice. She just wasn't anti-choice enough.
Yeah.
So, boom. Millions and millions of dollars, three times the amount of money that the opponent spent within the last 90 days of the campaign, the Brownback outfit shoved money into it, and he became the senator. And Kansas let him get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with Kansas. Boy,
there's a book on that, David. There's a book on that. What's the matter with Kansas?
Yeah, quite a bit right now.
Yeah.
This Phelps guy, and seriously... If all of you religious folks, if all of you right-wingers, if you now married George Bush and you're in bed with him, this is all part and parcel of your new extended family. Old joke about you can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends. Well, you just picked some real winners here, folks, and you are married to them now.
Yeah, and well, you know, the proof is in the pudding, David. Can you imagine slithering Scott McClellan being asked to denounce this guy? He wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't.
There are no denunciations of this guy. It's because, you know what? He's sort of their id. He is saying what every Republican secretly thinks. And he's giving voice to it.
You're exactly right. And this is the Republican way. This is what they specialize in. At the very top, there's the hood ornament. Pleasant little dope that just bumbles around and to a lot of people looks like a likable guy that you wouldn't mind having around the house or watching him do yard work or doing a little chain stuff around his ranch. And then there's the ugly ones that come nighttime, come out from under the porch to do the evil work, rip the guts out of good people here, there, and the other place. And then he comes out in the morning, oh, tisk, tisk. But at least they're dead. Oh, just kidding. Didn't really.
Yeah, and your neighbor might be Dennis Rader, who for 30 years has run around killing his neighbors and scaring people half to death. But you know, he's a good man. you know, he's a
was elevated, I think, to the highest lay position at the church.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's an elder in his church. He's a scout leader. He's a dedicated Republican. Works for the party. Always goes and votes, and just needs to bump off one of his neighbors once in a while.
And stand over them and make himself feel better.
Well said.
I don't think there's any doubt about where I was headed and where I didn't quite get to.
I'm just so proud of you, David, for not doing that.
Let there be no doubt. He takes real good notes. He takes real good Polaroids. Hey, you want some pictures of your...
Hey, don't forget, the big Republican hot dog supper's coming up soon. If I haven't killed you by then, I hope we'll see you there.
Yeah, make sure you register for Vacation Bible School. We don't want these kids, Devil's Workshop and all that.
You know, just damn. That's who they are. Fred Phelps and Dennis Rader are the beating, bleeding heart of the Republican Party, and the sooner that people figure it out, the better chance this nation will have for survival.
Please, America, connect the dots.
Triangulate.
It's a straight line. there's only about a couple of degrees of separation and Mr. Phelps, you know.
Well, I mean, there's just a couple of degrees of separation between W and Mr. Rader. You know, you got to remember when he was a little boy, George and his pals, and this is documented by the boys who did it, they took great pleasure in stuffing M-80s up frogs' butts down in Texas and lighting them and blowing them up. There's not much difference between the kid that does that and the grown adult who is a serial killer.
Well, actually, the frog thing, there's a slightly uglier parallel. In his mind, it's just a little living thing that when it dies, it doesn't hurt me. It's in olive drab, and I don't have to pay for it. Why shouldn't I play? The difference between now and then.
Not a scrap, David, not a scrap. That's sobering. On that sobering note, I have to take our bottom of the hour break.
Well, if you just don't armor those Humvees, they go up like little frogs.
Yeah,
Bob, have a great.
I'm going to try. That's just disturbing, David.
Thanks for letting me be really ugly and mean and truthful.
Anytime. Anytime between now and Thursday.
I shall, Bob.
Take it easy. All righty. A little bottom of the hour break action, a little news update. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A weekend collision between two coal trucks in Raleigh County has sent two men to the hospital. The parents of Marine Corps recruit Jason Tharp are scheduled to receive a two military officials linked closely to the investigation into the teens. Women and Children's Hospital can no longer use tobacco anywhere on the grounds, and that includes inside or outside the children and pregnant women. But hospital administrator Sally Llewellyn, so she says the campus smoking ban was the best way, rate hikes that are unanswered. That's the news for the forecast for the rest of this evening. Partly cloudy, still warm, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, though, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms that becomes more likely late tonight. Partly cloudy skies then with temperatures in the mid-60s. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
I believe that if more people could just talk to each other, the world would be a more peaceful place. His story next on Biography for Radio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
His parents were both computer buffs, living in London, England.
As a boy, he loved to mimic them by making pretend computers out of cardboard boxes. After graduation, he worked as a software engineer in Switzerland. It was there that he first devised a program to organize his piles of scattered notes. He called it Inquire, short for Inquire Within Upon Everything, an old encyclopedia from his childhood. In 1989, he refined the software so that people could easily find documents on the Internet, a 20-year-old global computer network devised by the Pentagon. He set simple standards so anyone could create a website and anyone could access it. Some say the inventive Englishman could have become a billionaire. He was an idealist who believed that information should be free and shared by all. So he sought no patent or royalties from his software program. Still painfully modest, he works today as a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He also oversees the evolution of the program that allows billions to point and click their way around the planet. The inventor of the World Wide Web, he is Tim Berners-Lee. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
All right, we're back. Jim had a thought he wanted to pass along. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Jim?
Okay.
There you are, okay.
Listen, in reference to Mr. Fred Phelps and what he did at that funeral,
mm-hmm.
mentioned, and it's called Conduct of Becoming by Randy Shields.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in this book, it describes the honorable dedicated service that has been given to the American Intelligence Service, as well as the American military, by gay people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to call Fred Phelps for the first time watching the
program. Right, about Matthew Shepard.
He was Matthew Shepard. How people could do this.
Well, he...
How people could be so hateful. You know, let me, please, if I may, please.
No, go ahead.
I remember this movie called Forbidden Planet. You ever see it?
Yeah.
With Walter Pidgeon, and I think Leslie Nielsen was in it, Francis Torrance.
Yes, indeed.
And remember how Walter Pidgeon had learned the secret of the Krell, the people who live there?
Mm-hmm.
Using that intelligence machine.
Right.
And basically, the monster that came out and destroyed them all was his own id.
Yeah.
And it, that is, you know, materialized in this thing that could just do horrible what is happening in this country today. They're using whatever machines are there that are available to them, whether it's ideology, whether it's religion, whether it's the policies of the government for their own self. Take the is of these people and make them into a very destructive creature. And I saw that movie when I was 12 years old. And it, the lesson of it was not lost upon me. Now, you know, I was taught to be, as a young man, well, let me put it this way. Certain things are acceptable in polite society. But these were taught by the military, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, how to take a man out initially, and to cut his vocal cords and his carotid artery. Had a disabled knife. These were not pleasant lessons, Bob.
No.
But they were taught by trained killers, okay?
Yeah, that's what you get.
And, you know, are a part of all that you meet. And, you know, that too was not lost upon me. But I had tried to, in my own ways, depart from it. People who were in the military who were gay, who had dying with AIDS. You could see a guy sitting in his desk talking to Georgetown Hospital about the man he lived with. That type of
mm-hmm.
witnesses, Bob. It was dealing with these kinds of people. And this I give to you as not an admonition, but as a suggestion. Your further dealings down the road with them, I hope that you will be tough as leather, faster than a greyhound, and harder than corrupt steel. It's going to have to be to survive, my friend. Remington, and harder than Krupstahl.
I don't think you can get a you're right, you do have to be.
You really have to be.
Because these people are destroyers. I mean, this is something out, it's like something out of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, lo, I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Yeah, and like I say, the mechanisms, just like Walter Pigeon used in that science fiction movie, which is very good.
Oh, it's a classic.
And then, of course, by using these machines, destroyed not only himself, but also other people, and necessitates the destruction of that planet. So very dangerous toys these people are playing with.
Yes. I mean, Bean mentioned it a couple of minutes ago, Jim. You know, the government announced that we're going back into the plutonium business.
I know that.
And we're going. Would you trust the Bush administration with fresh plutonium?
Bob, listen. I think you can ask Karen Silkwood what McKee did to her.
Sure.
I mean, how much stuff did they find planted in her home?
Oh. Filled it with.
And these people are just loaded with dirty tricks.
And they're killing for money. For money.
Well, more than that, they're...
And power.
I can understand somebody who's a mercenary who kills for... I can understand that. Free, avarice, whatever.
Yeah.
But these people believe, just like Adolf Hitler once said, in killing Jews, I am doing the work of the Lord.
And they believe it with all their heart.
Yeah, they did. They sure did.
And, you know, if Fred Phelps could have his way, he would actively go out and kill him a few. He's just a little too much of a coward to do that. And he hides behind a protest poster.
Now, you know, I hate to say this, and this is me, not you talking, but I could use some of the skills I learned on Fred Phelps.
And not have a moment to blush about it.
Fred Phelps would not even know what hit him, and he would lose all six quarts or all six pints within 15 seconds.
He's a monster. I mean, my God! Again, the question, Jim. This guy shows up and defames the funeral of your last begotten son. How do you not go after him? Except, of course, for the fact that he's surrounded by police.
Well, I mean, you know, he's basically one of these Horace Lethal type characters that these people have lionized and made some type of hero. But he is no better than those stormtroopers who would, upon the orders, or didn't even need orders from Goebbels on Crystal Night when they burned Jewish synagogues in Berlin. And threw people out of windows. And the same type of horror, my own training and from my own knowledge, and as much as it against everything that I have tried to put behind me, and realize that there's got to be another way, I realize that, you know, you have to use the same, you have to fight fire with fire. And that is the reason there can be no quarter. There can be no armistice, no detente. The only thing they understand is brute force and the blade of a knife. Because that's exactly what they'll use on you.
That's the ultimate point. I mean, you know, I'm not kidding. I mean, people think maybe I'm a little over the top with this serial killer out in Kansas. I am convinced that is mainstream Republicanism.
I saw the excerpts on television this afternoon. And this guy can't be given the death penalty, honestly.
No, he cannot.
And he just basically talks about doing the things to these people
like you'd talk
the way you and I would talk about a recipe for cocoa vin.
Yeah.
Or chili. Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, like talking about doing the laundry.
And even with the hardness that I understand, they by survival, I mean, somebody like this, good Lord, what a sick person, and an elder of the church, and this, that, and the other.
Scout leader.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you the thing right now. I don't believe in death penalty, but in certain cases, I could make exceptions.
Yeah, That's the same thing. That's the same thing I found myself thinking as I watched it, Jim. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, death penalty stance, but wow, if it was ever called for.
Yeah, exactly. And they have literally sold their souls. There is being so processed, and it's becoming a reality mechanism that is going to destroy everything that is good and decent about this country and truly Christian.
Yeah.
And you hate to say that you have to get down on their level and deal with them on their level. And in order to do that, yes, you're going to have to do what I said earlier.
Tough as leather.
Faster than a greyhound and harder than Krupp steel.
Well, Jim, I appreciate it. You have yourself a great night, all right?
You too.
Take care. Yeah, one last letter to the editor from Sunday's Rag Ho Old. I think it is a disgrace. Now, this is talking about the protests for the well-being of the students at Marsh Fork. I think it is a disgrace that because a handful of people disagree with Massey Energy about the silo and dam near Marsh Fork Elementary, the community is in uproar. It should be clear to them that if the community didn't support their efforts on the protests, to forget it. To bring in professional protesters from out of state is a sign of weakness. My son attended Marsh Fork. He had breathing difficulties. He lost weight, and guess what? He could breathe better. I'm all for the kids and their health. Let's place blame where it belongs, not on someone because we don't like what they do. And now the final paragraph. Christians, we need to pray for God's will to be done in this matter, not the will of people who will just leave the area and go home when it is all said and done. This is from someone named Lee. Quit laughing, Jesse. So what are we to take away from this letter? Now, our friends at Coal River Mountain Watch were rallying down at Marsh Fork Elementary today. I'd hoped to join them. I was a little short on gasoline, frankly. What are we to take away from this letter? We need to pray for God's will to be done in this matter. So does that mean that Ms. Lisa S. Dick will just say, oh, well, it was God's will if that dam, which is leaking at the toe, if that thing bursts and all those children are drowned at some point, can we count on her and her type, her ilk? Just sit there and say, well, all those children were killed. That was God's will. We prayed for God's will, and the dam busted, and that was God's will, and that's fine. Bring in professional protesters from out of state is a sign of weakness. About the fact that maybe people all over this country are finding out what people like you support when you support Don Blankenswine and his mountains. They're coming here because they care. Professional protesters. Hell, I didn't know there was such a thing as a professional protester. How do you lose your amateur status and go pro? And then this idea, my son attended Marsh Fork. He had breathing difficulties. He lost weight, and guess what? He could breathe better. So I guess this lady is telling us that every child who has breathing problems at Marsh Fork Elementary is fat. Segment where they print letters to the editor in the local fish wrap is called Our Readers Speak. I think maybe it ought to be retitled Our Moron's Mouth Breathe. Have you ever heard anything so stupid in your entire life? He had breathing difficulties. He lost weight, and guess what? He could breathe better. You know, I'm sitting across right now from a Marsh Fork student. Yeah, open your mic, fatty.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, as
he signed the letter.
She did sign it, and there's, you know, I read that column quite a bit.
Yeah. You're all pro-life and stuff,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, you know.
That, but you, seriously, you had breathing troubles when...
Yeah, I thought I had asthma for the longest time.
Now, did you get on Atkins and lose a lot of weight and now you're breathing better? Is that Jesse?
Actually, I used to weigh 470 pounds. No, I'm kidding.
It was actually 516, right? 516
pounds. Yeah. But thanks to, you know, the black air, I lost so much.
It's just poison down there.
Exactly. You know, and I support the miners. Like, coal is a strong industry.
Right.
And I think, you know, the silo, I mean, the school's property.
They're butted up against each other.
Like the tipple was next to my slide.
Oh, you know. Yeah, I can see. Yeah. Well, Mom, I'm all black. Yeah, going down the slide.
Yeah.
Or the tipple, I'm not sure which.
Yeah, yeah. You wipe your finger across, you know, a teacher's desk, and you get black.
Well, you know, these people, you know, God's will?
God's will, apparently, to poison the children.
That's a pretty mean God.
Exactly. Apparently, it's a special God of the Raleigh County Boone County.
All right. Oh, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
Don't get those real winners just every day. Have like, you know, I mean, basketball players have shoe contracts. Do professional protesters have like poster board contracts? Well, that's it for tonight. Thanks to everybody who joined in and made it a wonderful final Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, the show tonight, of course, was produced by the intrepid Jesse Fulmer, engineer, announced at least in part by Brian Reznor, and brought to you as ever by the 20,000 workers of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation, if you're working in West Virginia. Also brought to you by our very good friends at the West Virginia Pipe Trades, given their training and their experience. Hey, Agnes!
Everybody!